We'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. We're ready to get this call started. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you for being just you, being our God. Thank you for being the most powerful, almighty God, a God that loves us, each and every one of us. That you look, you sit upon, but you look down low, and God, that you bless and sprinkle out your blessings and your power on each and every one of us. As it's said in your word, that we receive power once the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And we accept that power, God, and we shall live out that power in your name. We thank you for each and every caller that's on this line this morning, that the word this morning will be an encouragement to their hearts, God, and that they can go out and stand up and be strong in your word, God, to fight against all the things that are coming against us in this world, God. We thank you for this call. We thank you for this platform and the wise women that started this platform so that we can come together each and every morning to celebrate you, God. We thank you for Artists International that gave us all the opportunity to come together and meet. God, we thank you for the speaker that's coming forth to render the word. God, think with their mind, speak with their mouth, and deliver your message to each and every heart, and let each and every person on this phone have a heart to receive your message and be blessed. We shall give you all glory, all praise, and all honor in your precious name, Jesus. We cover this call in your blood, and we celebrate you this morning as we all celebrate with your wondrous working power on this Wednesday. And I shall now turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my beautiful songbird, take it away.
Hallelujah, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. God bless you, Minister Jackie. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you for giving us that tag for the day. There's wonder working power, and we have the power and authority to walk in his power, authority, and dominion in Jesus' name. Thank you for opening us up in prayer and for seating and greeting us on this wonder working Wednesday. And so my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I greet each one of you with the warmest of season greetings and welcome you to this, the Master's Call. I thank God for this platform because it was back on October the 25th of 2010 where our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon said yes to the mission and the mandate that as they started this call, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you began your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, but we cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee. So we start this call up in prayer each and every day, and we fill this call in prayer each and every single day. And so many of you, I heard some new names come on this morning, and I just simply want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And so we invite you to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages have been archived on the website. Please, please, please go there and make a comment on the website. Let us know what this call means to you. Not only that, pass it on to some of your friends and some of your family so that their lives can be blessed as well. Also, we have a email address if you have a prayer request, praise report, or testimony, or maybe you have a question. So you can send us an email in our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. And that email address is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Also, Artist Life, previously known as Artist International, is the thread that brought us together here on the Master's Call. Artist Life is a health and wellness company that is transforming lives all over the world. And an appointment with Artist will change your life, but only if you let it. So if you don't know what Artist Life is about, then I invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this call so they can share. And not only that, immediately following this call today is Awareness Wednesday on the Morning Motivational Call, which is the Artist Life Morning Motivational Call. And this morning, the phenomenal Flanagans will be on the line this morning. And the topic is influenza, not influencer, influenza, which is flu, the flu vaccine. So if you want to know more about that flu vaccine and really how it affects us and how these Artist Life products can add to your life, please, please, please dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Well, it is time for us to now hear what thus says the Lord, and so it is a privilege and pleasure for me to bring to the line this wonderful woman of God. And who am I talking about this morning? Well, I am talking about none other than the minister, the honorable minister Cynthia Cox. She is charming. She is youthful. She is noble. She is talented. She is honest. She is intelligent. And she is our anointed speaker for the day, all the way from the Bronx, New York. She's an Artist International distributor or Artist Life distributor. She is definitely a minister in the marketplace. Every time you hear her come on this line, she normally does not come alone. She's always bringing someone along and introducing someone else to Artist Life and to this, the Master's Call. Definitely, she is a woman on the go, and I thank her for being a part of our lives here on the Master's Call, and she will be coming at this time. And if you really want to know a little bit more about her, then I invite you to go to our website, and you will see her whole entire bio there. Well, at this time, without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you out there this morning, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I thank you so much for that awesome, awesome introduction. I certainly appreciate you out there in the morning. That's a beautiful thing that you can get up. Once you get conditioned, you can do it. So we thank you so much for all that you do. And Minister Jackie, I certainly appreciate your tag. There is power in the blood. Oh, yes, there's power in the blood and that awesome prayer. So we thank you. We thank both of you guys for all that you do, because there is power in the blood, and I can attest for that. So I am so grateful to be here this morning and come to you a few minutes on the topic this morning, praising Him, praising God this morning. Acknowledge the Lord Yahweh and Jehovah, praising Him alone. Amen. Praise Him alone. So let me just, before I get to that, thank the two fierce leaders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their vision for this Master's Call for the past 5 years, 8 years, rather. I am so grateful to be a part of this. This has really took me to another level in the house, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was born and raised in the South, so we all had to go to church. So that was not unlike our folks here in New York. They're busy, but here you have to take God first, and you can go out and do anything if you put Him first in your life. And I know that I do many things, and they ask me how, and I say I get up and I have a talk with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before I go into the world and go and do things that God has put into my life. So this morning, praising Him alone is such a profound thing for me, because I need Him every day. I need him because there is so much going on, and every time, I haven't looked at our TV right lately, but if you hear it on CNN, so it is, everything is just going. We just have to keep everybody in prayer right now. So let us pray. Thank you, Father, for a new day. Thank you for the peace of mind that comes knowing you stand watching over us each and every day. Help us to secure your protection. Love us. You love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I just want to come to you a few minutes, but it says, praising him alone. You don't need a lot of people to praise. You got to go in your secret closets and just pray to God because he answers your prayers. Like they, when my grandma used to say, he might not come when you want to, but he's on time. He's never late. He never slumber, but he's on time. He's not changeable. He's the same today, tomorrow, and always. That's what we have to be praising God. So this call, well, I tell you, I make sure that I get on this call. It's nothing come before my call. You know, I'm in politics, yes, I'm real, there's a lot on my plate, but, you know, I don't find it hard. Other people do because they're looking at me because they're not doing anything, and I'm doing things that we all should be doing, helping our community because our community needs us more than ever. Now it's holidays, they really need us. Let me just read him from Psalms 100. And 1 and 2 said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him in his presence with singing. And we've, Minister Songbird, Tiffany sings with power. There's power in the blood. That is so, so true. I really have, I can't not say nothing about that, but thank you for that song this morning. Well, I'll come to you a few minutes saying praising. Praise him alone. Praising God. It's a beautiful thing to surround yourself with individuals that understand and praising God because God is first. He's first and foremost. I have to say I have a disclaimer I want to say, but when I really started going on, coming on the call, I used to just listen. And it really just it takes you to another level. I always say, if you say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If you say it three times, somehow it just lifts you up. It makes you say, oh, my God, you can do anything through Christ who's strengthened. You can. Like she said, only if you let it. You can. So praising, you know, we understand that when we are going to different churches and giving God the praise, so we look at this. It's a beautiful thing to happen around the world. Millions and millions of people gather churches to worship the Lord, whether the structures are great or small. We magnify him. We thank him. It's a beautiful thing to love, to let love people around us. I thank God for my family. On the other hand, millions of people do not follow the pattern. Millions of people worship false gods. Or no God. So we understand we need God. Without God, you have nothing. And that I understand that in Psalms 100, there is so much in this song that I identify with. I love songs because one thing you can look, you can pick any scripture and it fits your lifestyle. It fits you. I describe God's people to go and before him on the earth and serve him. Serve God all the time. Don't be too busy. Put God first. Praise him alone. Just praise God. Just keep praising him because he's worthy to be praised. I thank him every day. So God says we sometimes don't understand how it works. I submit my life to him. I'm joyful. I'm truthful. And all the things that Minister Tiffany said, I just thank God for that. It had to be, you have to be molded and doing the right thing and helping others. People watch you. Believe me, they do. I am blown away about how God came into my life, and I am right now here on this call praising him, giving him the praise. You don't understand how powerful that could be. I understand what when I meet individuals, and first thing, I talk to them for a few minutes, and I ask them, I let them know that we'll do a prayer call in the morning because we're on the call, and would they like to join me? You know, most people say yes, because they say, you're up in the morning doing that? Yes. Yes, we do have to pray. So we shout loudly and exuberantly to the Lord. And a German commentator says that described this as calling a blowing and a trumpet from the earth. Population to come together to worship the Lord. It is important. And the Gentile nation to turn from the false gods to acknowledge that the Lord, the God of Israel, it is the only true and living God. All the people that are in the land should praise him and him alone. Put God first in your life. Serve him with gladness. That's when it comes, verse 2, to serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him in presence and singing. A vital part of worshiping is present ourselves to the Lord for his service. The New Testament instructs us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to him. They come out of Romans 12 and 1. Worship leaders to serve and true serving to worship him. We should not have served the Lord out of duty, obligation, but of the gladness of the heart, because God is in love. God is merciful. You should serve him with willingness, with joy, with happiness. We should also remember that the trend privilege is to be the servant of such a great king. Such a great king. I'm so happy this morning. I'm just happy just to be alive. I'm happy to wake up with my health and strength. I'm happy that I can be able to be on this call. I'm just happy this morning. I'm praising him. Without him, you have nothing. You think about sometimes I look at how they talking about people that have mental illness, and I said, Lord, are they connected to you? I think that once some things that if you don't get connected, you'll get disconnected. Lord, we have to understand that you are first. Don't put nothing before him. I was just browsing before I got on the the call where the drugs of opioid is a big thing now. Our folks are dying left and center. I said, oh my God, sometimes you hear it, and I went to that training how to do that. And if they fall out, you got to be able to help them to, bring them back. But after they shared with me, they can get up and sue you. I thought about it. I will help them, but it's a very powerful thing. So we have to understand that opium is a big thing now. So if they know God, they're holding on to something. So it's the drugs that they're holding on to. They don't have a Bible in their head. They have their drugs because in New York, they give out they got prayer stations where they give Bibles to people. So, it is important that we stay in touch with our Lord. And praising him is so important. Approach him with joyful songs. I said joyful songs, so we should come before the Lord and present ourselves before him in the face. The song of the joy of our lips. This command is a direction to our dreamers and our attitude when we come to God's house for worship. We are we appear, and we are reverent, yet he also is joyful, a joyful heart, a joyful song. Because I sing in the choir, and I like when Minister Tiffany be singing, there is power in the Lord. The Lord is present and was centered in the temple in the Old Testament, now before the church, our boldness are designed as his because of God. And we look at this, she, like I was saying to one of my sisters, she who kneels before God can stand before anyone. Amen? He who kneels before God can stand in anyone and any time. You have no, I heard a minister, Tiffany, talking about her son yesterday. She says, I had to say power because of what happened. But you know what? She's right. If you say the songs and you keep, you understand, you get strength from somewhere. It just comes. Because I'm out there and I'm in the world. It's things that come and I have to pray sometimes. Oh, God, I got to keep it. I got to keep you first. Since the thought I says, since our bodies, temple of God is the Holy Spirit, we should worship the Lord with a walkthrough each day. Reading from 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, you can read that at a time, you can read that. But we should also know the Lord by gathering his people to worship every week, every day we worship God. Just as a song extended a call to worship, here, so churches across the world extend the call to come to worship to the Lord with them. Sadly, many professionals, believers, do not answer the call. Many simply disobey God's command to ascend with others. Believers, in Hebrews 10:25 that you can read at another time, others go to church, but they also grudging, or half-hearted, or they are just the duty of obligation. So my attitude is about going to church and should be one of the anticipate and enjoy. You have to be grateful and thankful. Never should you say, I have to go to church today. Just get up with joy. Just get up because you woke up. To contrary, the service, the Lord God to his house is a high privilege. You ought to be among the greatest joy of our lives. Psalms 1:22:1 says, we should serve the Lord cheerfully, worship him with wholehearted. Anything endless is unworthy of God and his great love for us. And I said to you, praise God. Praise him every day. Don't get yourself so that you don't have time for God, because I know I got time for God. Because when you're here, I'm in New York, you have to put God first. Because if you come outside, and I got to give some disclaimer, my birthday, I was so happy I was running outside, but when I got out there, boy, was that, I had to laugh to myself. I said, God, I was in a rush, and I should have stopped. But I learned from now on, nothing come before you. It was just that I was in a hurry to go somewhere. But God said, okay, we're going to give you a bam bam. So anyway, it woke me up. Said, you know what? I am not going to be in a rush anymore before going out in the streets of New York. Oh, anywhere. You know, matter of fact, wherever you live, you put him first. And you praise God. You praise him for all that he's done. Speak to yourself in songs, the hymn spirit songs. Sing. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. It's power in the blood. It's power. And when you think that you don't feel like it, say, you know, I got this. Say, you know, I always say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because somehow Jesus, word Jesus, lift you up. I said, oh, God, give me the strength. And all I can say to you guys, praise God. I got a smile on my face this morning. I'm praising him. I had nothing coming before him. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for that powerful message. And yes, I will praise and worship God through this day. I'll be calling you momentarily to come back and give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, I would ask us to come in one agreement so that we can pray over our prayer requests and go to the Lord God in prayer. Father, we just bless you and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that you have already given us dominion, power, and authority. So, God, we ask that you would activate it in us right now, that you would elevate us, Father, that we would illuminate brightly as we go out into the kingdom, we, your ministers in the marketplace, oh God. And so this morning, God, I come lifting up the Kimmins family to you, Pastor Charles Kimmins. I lift up his brother Wesley Kimmins to you, who is in ICU battling pneumonia and who also has a life-threatening infection. God, I bind the life-threatening infection in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, God. I speak deliverance and healing over his mind, his body, and his spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would comfort his family right now, Father. Father, we know that the blood still works, Father. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in Mr. Wesley's life in Jesus' name. And Father, I come lifting up Mother Jessie Broomfield to you. I come against anything in her mind, anything in her heart, anything in her spirit that is not of you, God. I ask that you would just take it away. And I ask that your comfort, your strength, and your peace will rest upon her. Your comfort, your peace, and your strength will rest upon her, God. I pray right now, and I decree and declare that she will be healed and whole in the name of Jesus, because you said that by your stripes, we are healed. You said by your stripes, by your blood, we are healed. So we pray that your power, your wonder-working power will fall upon Mother Jessie Broomfield, and that you would comfort her family right now in the name of Jesus. Give them the strength that only you can give, oh God. Give them the peace which passes all understanding, God. Allow them to rest their minds on your word, God, and to stand on your promises that they are still able to be fulfilled and that they have not expired. In the name of Jesus, I come this morning, oh God, lifting up Jackie Henderson's sister to you, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch her right now in the name of Jesus. I come lifting up her stepmother to you right now, Father, and I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just regulate her kidneys, Dorothy Dickerson's kidneys right now in the name of Jesus. Father, Father, you are the ultimate healer. So I speak healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And as we go through this day, God, we go through this day knowing that it is our winning season. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you all of our praise because the blood still works. The wonder-working blood of Jesus still works. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. We'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call, where it is Awareness Wednesday, and the topic is influenza. The Phenomenal Flanagans will be coming to share with us and educate us on that influenza vaccine that I will never take again. So anyway, join us there, 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Thank you to each and every single one of you for dialing into the Master's Call. We look forward to hearing you at this divine and appointed hour on tomorrow. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for seating us, for greeting us, for opening us up in prayer. And thank you to you, Minister Cynthia, for blessing us with that profound message this morning. And it has been a privilege and a pleasure for me to serve you in excellence this morning. And as you go out in this day, go out winning and knowing that this is your season. Back over to you, Minister Cynthia, to give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you so much. Let me just say, God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.